This is called The Best of Both Worlds. Mercy flees and mercy flies. Mercy dispels the darkest night. Mercy hides from searching eyes and boldly turns the drowning tide. Mercy can rush in and quickly rush out again. It seems mercy is without end or has always been. Mercy is sweet, free, and clear. It alights on butterfly wings and crushes the maniac's dream. Every man from earliest age has felt mercy's touch. In farthest providential day, man will still feel mercy just as much. But mercy in the course of time failed in the greatest way. For in the case of Jesus Christ, mercy could not find a way. Mercy strained to make itself felt that dreadful day, but mercy was denied and banned from helping Christ in any way. Mercy gathered itself from the four corners of the world for a mighty victory that crucifixion day. Over mountains, into valleys, through cities, across the waves and sandy shores of this vast globe, mercy searched that day. Mercy touched every heart and glanced and pleaded in every dismissive ear, but found no one to render care. Mercy had a mission as none other in history, yet mercy found no way to touch the Son of Man. A terrible trial took place among just men of God. Mercy tried to shoulder its way into the proceedings, but there was no mercy at the hands of just religion. Religious men handed the affair over to just men of government. Again, mercy strove to enter to no avail. There was no mercy at the hands of just authority. Then the government appealed to the just commoner of the crowd. Here finally was mercy's way to save the day. But common men hearkened not to mercy's cries and justified another man's crimes. Again, there was no mercy from just brothers and friends. Mercy knocked at the hearts of kings and princes near and far. No ally could it find in this world. In desperation, mercy set its course for the throne of God. Mercy was running out of time. It pleaded with heaven as the cruelty of Calvary neared its end. The sun refused to shine and the stars fled from the sky. Mercy's light, too, had been denied. God the Father could not turn his back on the Son of Man, could not turn away the Son of God. Mercy prepared to end the ordeal and readied itself to be cast over God's creation. The throne of God turned from the scene below. The eyes of God turned from the Son of Shame. Mercy, expecting God's help, could not believe this change. Then mercy heard in the world below the anguished cry from the lips of triumph and pain. Mercy looked at earth and to the back of heaven's great throne in disbelief. Would God deny his own son? But then God reached out from the throne and took mercy in his mighty hand. Mercy could not contain itself and shouted for joy. Finally, there was mercy for the Christ. The Father threw mercy down, down to earth it descended. Soon the world would be full of God's mercy. Soon the cruelty would end. Mercy had no control in its flight, no way of knowing where it would land. As mercy parted the darkness of a dismissive sky, it glimpsed the unrecognized face of Christ. Mercy finally understood. There had been a place for mercy all along. It had found its home and vowed to stay. Mercy had found its rightful place in Christ. As Christ uttered those final words, mercy cried them too, "It is finished." Mercy entered the grave and reveled with the saints. It cried great tears of joy as Hades released the captives. No more would they rest in Abraham's bosom, but with Abraham they would find their comfort in the city of God. That holy and beautiful city opened its gates to the great host as mercy led the way. Then Jesus placed the blood of redemption in the temple of God and prepared for a new and amazing day. Mercy would soon have a new companion, a new avenue to stroll along, as God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Ghost introduced grace, a great new age began. Oh, how had mercy ever been without grace? How could mercy do anything of its own? Grace, grace, as mercy tried the word. Grace, grace, as mercy thought on the future. Grace was introduced to Abraham, and he bowed in amazement. Moses saw grace at a great distance, threw down his mighty staff, and ran fast to embrace. Oh, what a time grace had inside heaven's gates with all the saints of bygone days. All the while, mercy smiled. Soon it would be resurrection day. God the Father called Christ to mercy one more time. He held all of grace in his mighty hand. When the Son of God left the midst of the throne, he too held grace. Jesus entered the tomb where he'd been laid just three short prior days. He took again the life he'd laid down and walked from death's domain. Christ held grace high in his scarred right hand and let it go to this world of man. It was a new age for men, the best of both worlds, of Christ in heaven above and in earth below. And mercy smiled again.